What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Your boy Big E.
And as always, man, your boy's Mike.
What's up, boys, man? Today we got a special guest, man, in the house, man. Kane, Gucci, Santos, man. What up, fella?
Let's
What's up, my boy?
go.
What's up, baby? What's up?
That boy
Welcome to the show,
Kane.
man. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate y'all for having me, fellas. Thank y'all.
Yes, sir, man. Pleasure to have you. Excited. I know you got a lot going on, man. We're just gonna talk a little bit like Biggie said earlier. You big in the football, being a sportsman, running the Outlaws organization, man. Just tell us a little bit about that, man. That way the people get to know you a little bit, man.
Tell us about yourself, man. I want to know about Kane Santos, man.
Kane Santos.
So my name's Kane Santos, man. Been doing the youth football scene for a while now, probably for a good hell. My son's in seventh grade, man. So we've been at it for since he was in first grade. But when outlaw wise, man, he's been with us since he was a fourth grader, man. So we've been at it for a while, man. But we kind of been he's been over here for the last for the last year, man. He messed with us in basketball, man, and it's been on the up, man. I really can't, say it enough, man. We've been blessed with some great coaches, and the city really kind of rocking with us, man. So I love it, man. So I just be out there trying to do my thing for all them kiddos,
Yes,
Word.
sir. Yes, sir. Come on now. Cleaned up Super Bowl in every age group, right?
Yes, sir, man. Yeah, no, the we had 6U, we got 6U, 8U, third and fourth, and 56. They all went to the Super Bowl. Eric, you already know my boy. You one of the you're my head coach over there for the 6U squad that came up a little short, man. But man, them boys,
I don't want to talk about that shit.
we've had that topic, we've had that conversation, man, where that was a I don't ever like to put it in the ref stands, but
How bad
it
he
was a
want to lie
bad
and say every organization won.
How
it
bad?
was
How
a
bad?
it was a it was a it was a it was a you know some bad calls, man. Let's just say it like that, man. But nonetheless, man, seeing them boys kind of grow from week one to the end of the season, man, is always badass, bro. Especially I always enjoy the little ones, man, because to me, man, they're just they can't sit still. Hell, they can't they don't know a lick about football, but you fast forward to the end of the year and they look like they're crazy good, and they look like real deal football players, so that just kind of goes hands on our on the coaches that we got, man. And Eric's one of them, man. He's a damn good one. And then my AU boys, man, they handled up. They did their thing. Third and fourth did their thing, and fifth and sixth did their thing, man. And we all brought them home this year. So next year, man, we're trying to go for the repeat. Get it popping. Man, it's been a we're part of a pretty good league, man. And
See,
not too far traveling. It's been good, man. It's been good.
it's rats. It's rats for me, boys. He ain't got to bring that shit up.
Yeah,
Hey,
man,
but Big E
you
came
can
up
lie to us,
short.
but you can't lie to
God
him.
damn.
Hey,
God
I
damn.
ain't say it like that, man. I ain't say it like that, man.
No, I'm kidding.
You think, hey,
Yeah,
I was good.
yeah.
Y'all got hosed. Y'all got hosed.
They did. They did.
Word.
They did.
Hey,
Vegas.
JD, you were there, weren't you, bro?
Yeah, we both were, me and Mike.
Mike was in there too. He was
Oh, yep.
in enemy territory. He was in the
He
visitor
was going for
stands.
health center. He was going for health center.
My boy Mike's just built different.
I was in enemy territory out here defending everything, man. I
My boy.
was letting them have it. But Vegas made the call in that game, man. I was there. I seen it.
Nah,
Vegas made the call, man.
they had to keep the under for sure.
Word. I mean, other than Outlaws, other than that, Kane, we know you're we know that you're really into sports betting. I follow a lot of your picks. You're always posting on Facebook, you're always posting on Instagram and stuff, and you've been hot lately, man. So
Yeah, it's been hot. Hair's been hot.
how long you been in the sports betting scene, man, and how'd you get started with all that? How what
Man.
introduced you to that?
Well, man, honestly, it was one of my boys, man. My buddy Manuel kind of put me on with the sports betting. And you already know everybody kind of was on the apps and everything once they first started touching down and stuff like that. And I always thought it was pretty cool. And I was just like, man, bro, like I love football. I'm a football guy, basketball guy, baseball guy. I'll sit there and watch, hell, I'll watch cricket if you let me, and so the sports betting, man, just kind of stumbled upon that. And it just, honestly, man, it just makes the games more interesting, whether you're winning or losing. Of course, winning is always better, but kind of figuring out, man, the ins and outs of the game of like kind of how it worked. And I never understood the money lines at the beginning and stuff like that. That stuff was confusing, but man, it just kind of took a couple bets and I was hooked. I can't lie.
Hooked. Hooked.
So
Hit that first part. Hit that first parlay. Well,
no
sports
man,
betting
no,
every
yeah,
day.
that's yeah, no man. And honestly, man, yeah, that's kind of what it is now, man. But at first it was just more like a weekend thing, man. And this man, I don't know, man. I really just can't. Of course you try to be responsible, stuff like that, man. But I don't know, man. It just always gives me that little edge. You know what I'm saying? I don't really do much other than work, coach some football, and I like to
And sports
gamble a little
bet.
bit on some games.
Hey,
Yeah, you know what I'm
every
saying?
time
So
the sports commercials be coming on, my girl always pointing out there's the sports gambling addiction
there's
out
a
here. You need
number. Call the
it.
number.
Call that number.
One eight
Call that
hundred.
number.
1-800. Nah, for real. Nah, man. So yeah, man, it's been it was always a cool little deal, man. And yeah, man, no, I took that one little parlay. I can't remember the first. I think the first parlay I ever hit, man, crazy to say, was a seven-leg parlay. It was one of the very first bets I ever hit. It was like a seven-leg, and I could not believe it.
Nice.
And that's all it took right there, man. But back then it was, I didn't know what I knew now. And man, I told E this story, man. That site that I was betting on, man, had a max. So I can only imagine how much a real ticket should have been, because I was only capped out at 1500, and I was
Do you remember? Oh, that's how much you could win.
yeah, it was
Yeah,
only
that was
plus
that's
1500.
it was plus
Yeah,
1500, and you put $10, $100.
yeah, like
$25.
no matter what his odds were, like if you put eight underdogs, it was plus 1500. He wasn't
That's
getting his
it.
odds.
Oh,
Yeah.
damn, that's tough.
Yeah, bro. It was bad, bro. So like I never knew though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was kind of naive to the thing, bro. And
They were getting y'all for real. No,
yeah,
for
no, seriously,
real.
man. So once I kind of would talk to a bunch of people about it, man, they were kind of, like, bro, you need to try this and try that. And yeah, man, lo and behold, I mean, honestly, it really wasn't till I met E, man, and I kind of was like, oh, you know what? Yeah, this
Came
guy
to a
was over
real
here.
one over here, boy. What you mean?
No, I was like, yeah, real, man. So I don't know, man. Sports betting has been fun, man. I enjoy it.
It's crazy, man. Like I tell this to all my friends and like my family. It's like it starts out as a hobby or something fun, but hey, now it ain't for entertainment. Like
Hey,
I'm
you
trying
make
to
some
pay my
money,
damn
man.
bills with this
You know what I'm
shit.
saying?
Like I got a car payment, dog. Like,
No. How you think I went to the Big 12 championship game? You know what I'm saying? I like, bang,
Hey, come
turn
on,
me
come
up.
on.
You feel me?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
JD, hey, JD, you had good seats too, bro.
Come on
You
now. It was
had, dude.
section 127, row 15, boy. What you mean? No.
Come on, come
Yeah,
on, turn me up.
boy had them Rick seats.
But shoot, speaking of that, man, great weekend for college football. Thanks, Cam, for sharing your story. Might as well roll into it right here. I know it's late, but man, college football Saturday, championship Saturday, hell of a game. Texas Tech beating the crap out of Utah again.
Guns up, guns up.
What's that?
I said guns up.
Oh, come on now. 85,000 people, man. It was 70-30. Tech fans there. It was loud, loudest I've ever. Man, we have more fans at AT&T than we can fit at the Jones. That's how packed it was. It was
Right.
lit. Man, boys, Mike, Biggie, what did y'all see on TV? It was just awesome for me. That defense going crazy. Hey, I was
Man.
scared in the first quarter. I can't lie. I can't lie.
Yeah,
But
that first drive, BYU came out hot, and it was kind of like, oh shit, like hold on. You know that first I was worried about the day. I wasn't worried about the win. I knew we were gonna pull the win, but I was worried about that damn spread because I was on it. So I was here thinking
Big
like
spread,
I
no
was here
point.
thinking like, whoa, hey, we got 11, damn it. Like we chill out, BYU. And you know, it didn't take long for Tech to come right back out the gate and fire back and tie it up. And I mean, it was after that rip to after Barron
Core
ripped that ball
Aiken.
down the field, yeah, to Coy, it was like we never looked back. It was just all just it was we put it in drive and it got into, put in sport mode, and that was it. Texas Tech took off, the defense bought out, the turnovers were amazing. I mean, Jake, it's someone else other than Jacob
Ben
Rodriguez.
Roberts. Ben Roberts
Ben
got through going
Roberts,
crazy, two
man,
picks.
turned it up, man. And honestly, was the game changer of the game. I mean, BYU could not move the ball. And after those picks, they knew they couldn't throw the ball. So, damn good game by Texas Tech. Happy with the win, man.
Yeah, no, I was, like I said, I was a little nervous at first too. I think we had a couple first downs, three and out, and they scored. Long drive, long tight Tennessee Titan drive on that first drive, and scored that touchdown. Said, "Damn, all right, all right." But like you said, after that first quarter, flipped the switch, never looked back. Big 12 champs,
Big 12 champs, come
12
on.
fucking champs,
Big
come on.
12 champs,
Well, I tell
man.
you, boy, I tell you, boys, what though? I was on the other fence on that thing. I was over there being a little greedy, greedy, you know what. And I seen BYU come out like that, and I said, I'm slamming them first half. And I learned a hard lesson. Don't you dare pick against Tech, goddammit.
Never fade your own squad, Kane. I've
You
learned
can't.
that lesson. You just
Well, hey,
can't.
well, don't forget, fellas. Don't forget. This could kind of go take us to the next one coming up with the games coming up, though. Don't forget, my boy. I love Tech. I'm guns up through and through. Yes, because we're so close, baby. But it's all about the U over here. You already know that. You
Man,
already
you talking
know
about the
that. It's
team
all
that
about
shouldn't be
that
in the college
you.
football playoff right now? That's the team
Are
you're talking
you
about?
serious? Don't start that, JD.
Carson,
Don't
who?
start JD. Don't you start that. Dude, hey, I'm gonna tell you something right now, fellas. You know, sports right now is all about a story. So let me go ahead and give you a story right now. Miami snuck their way into the ship. And if you remember, they were all over the internet, all over Facebook, everywhere, getting talked about them and Notre Dame and this and that. Well, they made it in now. Don't you think A&M, if they were to move on, their storyline is going to be what versus Georgia? There is no storyline there. Yes, that's two good teams, but because the winner out of Miami and A&M goes to Georgia in Dallas.
No,
So
they go
now,
to the Ohio State. They got Ohio State.
is it Ohio, but in Dallas, right?
Yeah, Ohio State in Dallas.
Okay, so my thing is Miami goes to A&M. Underdog, pretty sure all the money's gonna be on A&M right now. And I just think they're gonna get it to where Miami versus Ohio State, bro. That's the old rivalry. That's the old fucking, I think it's 2001 game. I could be lying to y'all. You know what game I'm talking about. Everybody always talks about it, Miami fan.
It is 2001.
You know, we can't stand Ohio State, right? And I just feel like that's gonna be a storyline, bro. And I feel like that's what they're gonna do. I could be wrong, you know, I could be wrong, but
Absolutely wrong.
stop,
Absolutely
stop,
wrong. 100% wrong. Stop.
dude. Miami's finna go in A&M, and we could bet off this,
It
but
is the spread is only 3.5, which is small considering the fact that
don't
how
play
good
with
A&M is.
Miami, fam. Miami is the most dangerous team in the playoff. I swear to God, they're gonna be slept on. And
Relax.
if them boys come through, they better hope Tony don't wake up on the right side of the bed. You know who that Tony boy is, right?
Who?
The Tony. He's the receiver. He's a freshman from Miami,
Oh,
bro. He's a freshman. He's a freshman, fam. He's supposed to be a senior in high school, and he out there balling on dudes, bro. The kid is amazing, man. So I'm just thinking, bro, like I think people are sleeping on Miami. Our O-line is massive. Carson Beck, as long as he wakes up and he's on his A game, bro, that's a bad dude right there too, man. Tell you,
Oh, man.
I ain't trying to persuade you, but and then
Wow, you ain't persuading me.
I'm not even trying to say Miami's finna win the whole thing because they probably won't. I can already tell you who finna win it all. It's gonna be IU, Indiana.
We finna beat them in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in semifinals.
I don't know, fam. I think
Tech
Oregon.
defense
I
wins
love.
championship. We got the best
You
defense in
think
the league. We're getting back
Tech?
a lot of key pieces on that D line to even add more depth than how we already are right now. Man, this is defense wins championships, and y'all know that. Big E knows that firsthand. We have the best defense in the league,
You
best D line in the league,
do.
best linebacker core in the
Well, I
league.
hope that I love. Like I said, I love Tech, but I hope that defense can score some points because you need some points to win a game.
Man, look, I'll
As
say it
long as you
like
score more
this.
than the other team, that's all that matters.
Any. I'll say it like this, man. Barry Morton just keep it clean, and 17-21 wins the game.
Yeah,
We don't need much.
y'all need that kid, that's for
Don't
sure.
run
Not
him,
even and,
bro.
no, not and okay, so not even looking past Tech's first game, or because why? Because their first one, it'll be Oregon, right?
Oregon or
That's who
James?
most
All right.
likely,
Yeah, it's
because they
James.
know
Yeah.
James Madison not beating them, right?
No.
Nah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, we're all on board on that.
Well,
Who?
let me ask. Let me ask this question. Okay, so out of the 12 teams, obviously you got James Madison, and we got who is it? Tulane. Their coach literally said 2 weeks ago that they're not a playoff team. They're going to Ole Miss this week. Obviously, we got BYU, Notre Dame sitting out of the playoffs. A lot of controversy because knowing damn well these G5 teams are not winning their first game at all, right? So thoughts on that, Mike? What do you got? Should they change it, or because they need to stop being nice to these to G5 teams and have like BYU and Notre Dame in over these teams?
At first, I was on the side, like, get these little schools like the conference champion, just get a couple of them. But then, like, it's the same story every year. They're gonna go against a Power Five school and get rolled up. Then it's just a waste. So honestly, I think after like the history that it's been, bro, honestly, shit, get them out. I mean, unless they're hooping like that, and you can like compare them to these top 12 teams that there is, or even the top 25 teams. I mean, I think, it's just not competitive. It's just not competitive in any way. And it makes more sense to put, like you said, a Notre Dame, a BYU, one of those teams that are outside the bubble over a James Madison and Tulane. That's what, three, four touchdown underdogs?
Yeah,
Is
literally both games.
that's the tough thing about it, man. So honestly, I think that stops because I think it's like it's just a free game with almost a free bye. I get it. I understand. But there's more
Man,
better teams out there.
I'll say it like this, man. This ain't no March Madness. We're not in basketball where, we get hot from the three and we could spray the shit and keep up. Bro, this is football. This is athlete against athlete. This is your defensive front against the man. We don't even like, come on, bro. They're gonna get spanked. They're gonna get spanked. And
Like you can't even name an opponent from either of these teams that they played this year.
exactly, Mike. We gotta quit. They can't. They did Notre Dame. I'm gonna say it right now. Yeah, I think Notre Dame should get in a damn conference, and they need to get in and a conference, and they need to play a conference championship to get in.
Word.
But this James Madison or whoever it is, JMU, there's no explanation to why they got in and Notre Dame didn't get in or BYU didn't get in. You had BYU. Okay, how are you gonna sit there and not punish Alabama for getting obliterated, absolutely destroyed in the SEC championship, but you're gonna punish BYU for getting destroyed by a team they had to play twice?
To rank number four team, right? That's two lost teams,
Two
BYU.
lost, two lost. You're only two
Alabama's 10
losses
and 3.
versus number
Yep.
four. And you're gonna sit there and punish BYU and bring JMU in over BYU because they played Tech twice?
Yeah. Well, that spot, so those spots, that spot was already automatically reserved for the 12th seed was reserved for a group of five team, and that 10 spot and 11 spot, I mean.
They're gonna have to figure something out with that 11-12 spot, JD. They got to, fam, because it's gonna be on something to where, I mean, you got schools pissed off. Now they're hopping out of bowl games. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to go to bowl games no more, bro. These kids, they want championships. You know what I'm saying? They want what matters, bro. And I mean, it's cool and all, and but like I was hearing something, I think it was on ESPN or Pat McAfee, I can't remember, but they were just saying like the companies that do these bowl games are the people losing the money now. Like, so the kids ain't really, of course they lose out on the experience, man, but hell, let's be real, man. These kids nowadays, they can go out there and buy whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's different, no, it's way different now,
They
bro.
don't give a damn about being the Pop-Tart champion.
Literally, unlike
No,
Caleb Downs,
seriously.
Caleb Downs, Ohio State safety, top safety in the league. He opted out just to get ready for the NFL. He's not even playing it for these combo or however far Ohio State goes. And a lot of these
Yep.
teams or at least kids
He's not
are
playing for
opting
Ohio
out.
State.
No, he opted out. He's getting ready for the
No,
draft.
no, no. I think that's Texas, right, fam?
Nah, Caleb
I
Downs, a
think.
safety for Ohio State. Nah, yeah.
That
Oh
is
my God. Oh my.
crazy. Dude, Caleb
So,
Downs is a
yeah, I mean, a
dog,
lot of
bro.
these kids, like I said, I was talking to my brother, a lot of these kids are opting out, or getting ready for a transfer portal, trying to get to other teams or get ready
That's
for the
true.
NFL. And these small bowl games, no one even cares about. They're, basically, a lot of the freshmen are, getting ready for next year type stuff.
Bro,
So
so
I
we're
get it.
doing
I
this
get it.
little.
Like, maybe they should expand to 16 teams maybe next year, or just, like I said, the top 12 seeds, regardless of JMU or Tulane, what
Would
conference
like to
they're
see
in.
it.
But
I would really like to see the. I would really like to see the college football playoff get a little bit bigger. I know more teams or blah blah blah. We can say what we want to say, but NFL lets 7 teams go. You know what I'm saying?
14 teams
So,
total.
you know what I'm saying? It's 14 teams, so I feel like they should match that number, fam. That's almost, or honestly, bro, but and even at that though, fam, there's so many more teams in college football, bro. And there's always that underdog, you know, I mean, like, let's be real. Nobody's seen Tech coming out like that. Of course, yeah, they spent the money and it's showing now, but it's kind of like nobody still, everybody was still talking mess about, you know, how they're spending all that for nothing. I mean, I beg to differ now, you know what I'm
No,
saying? I
I
mean,
agree. I think we should see a
don't throw talk that talk in there with anybody
hey.
because we've been saying from
We
the
called the
damn
schedule,
jump,
we called that left hand one,
we
we called
said
the
we was gonna be
loss.
the four spot.
Oh, really?
Called that
Come
shit.
on now. Okay, my boy, my boy.
Oh,
But
don't
I think we should expand because
bro.
then you get BYU, you get Notre Dame, you even get Texas and Vandy in there now.
Is
So
it too
those are good teams.
much? Is it too? I mean, I feel like it would be too much, but there's so many college teams, fam. You would have to do something similar to where it's March Madness. There's so many teams though, fam.
That's a
That
lot. That's too many.
that's
So
too much madness.
you
You
shorten
know?
the, I mean, you could do that, but you got what? Shorten the season and extend those games out. Like you're taking games away. That's shortening games.
Yeah, man.
Well,
It'd be super
don't
tough.
the college football season start a little later than like when school, like say when school starts, they start like 2 weeks after school starts, right, Mike? Or how does that, do you remember?
It's like at
I
the
think
end of
so.
August, the beginning of
Yeah.
September.
So after school starts, if they start right when school starts, I think you move the season up, you get a couple more weeks for bowl games, maybe start like next week, Christmas week, and you know, you get an extra couple of weeks to get another couple of rounds in
Yeah.
and still finish in January 19th, but I don't
I mean,
know.
even that, bro, I think like just do the true top 12. Don't do no rinky dinky conference champion, bro. Just do the
It's
true
man,
12.
it's just too many. What it is with college is too many divisions, too many teams, too many
Yeah.
divisions. You know what I'm saying?
Because
But I mean,
Tulane's ranked 20th and JMU's ranked 24th in
I don't
the.
think the
But
ACC
hey,
should have got in.
I will say this about JMU though, bro. They did. I seen a graph, man. They put it up, and JMU's strength of conference schedule or their schedule was like super low. Like it was, man. Like they weren't playing nobody. Well, you fast forward to the end of the season, and they end up playing like a top 50 schedule, if I'm not
Louisville.
mistaken.
They played Louisville
So
and they got whooped.
they got beat, right?
Yeah.
So that game right there is what got their schedule. Like how all those teams they did play, fam. That's what got them in like that because it was them, and I can't remember who they were going against. But oh, you know what sealed it for them, boys, is when Duke beat Virginia. That's what happened. That's what it was. Yeah, I forgot about that. My pops had called me and told me that one. He's like, I told you. I said, yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know.
we
I said,
called
I didn't
that
see
one.
that
We
one
called that
coming.
one too.
I think you could say
Duke?
that too. Like y'all putting conference champions in. Well, what about, I mean, Duke won. They have a horrible
Yeah,
record, but they're
and
conference champ, like stuff like
that's where
that.
it gets. Yeah, Mike, that's where it gets like, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point in even, you know, trying hell? And then, like, that one coach, man, you can't blame him, man. He's talking about his kids deserve a shot in their head. I don't blame him. I'd be talking like that too. You
Well,
know what I'm
that too,
saying?
bro. Like then you got like these players pulling out, but now I've seen I really can't remember seeing this, but teams pulling out of bowl games.
Man, this is the, I think
No.
there's like 10 teams, bro.
Notre Dame already pulled out.
Baylor,
Notre Dame pulled out
K-State,
first. Yeah, K-State. Yeah. They were
Baylor,
hot,
like a
bro.
bunch of them, bro.
And Notre Dame is a dang good team. I'll be real, man. But I
Hey, I can't
mean,
lie. Y'all line up right now and rematch. Give me Notre Dame over Miami. I think they win if they play
I
right
mean,
now.
that's why every week matters, man. You know?
Well,
Every week matters, dog.
that's why Miami's in. They got that head-to-head win.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
Yeah. I mean,
You know what? They
save them boys.
did kind of hold Notre Dame by if their Miami was gonna jump them, they should have jumped them last week instead of waiting to now.
Better now.
They should
I
have
think that's
jumped
what a
them a
lot of
long time
people.
ago instead of keeping Notre Dame over Miami when they know damn well
Nah,
they
yeah,
should have been
I think
ahead
that's
regardless
where.
because of head-to-head.
Yeah, them boys got. That's where everybody got upset.
They
You
was
know.
at their little watch party. Notre
In
Dame not
here,
getting in. I
don't
couldn't
do them
imagine
like
how
that.
God break the damn team out. Who's not
They
in?
hey, nah, they was outside the cathedral going crazy up there, man.
That was in the church. That was up in the
Man,
church.
why they
They
gotta
was at
do
the
that, man? Why they?
altar. Oh,
They
man.
was at the
Forgive
altar.
me.
Let's
Forgive
run a
me, Lord.
quick bracket prediction then, real quick. We'll go one by one,
Oh,
Mike.
come on.
One by one. James Madison, Oregon.
Go Ducks.
Ducks, right? Easy.
Yeah.
Alabama, Oklahoma.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. Give me Tide, too. I got the tie.
Roll Tide.
Hey, Oklahoma's home, ain't they?
Yeah.
I just don't believe in Bama no more. Give me OU.
That's tough, Biggie.
Boomer.
Tough,
I'm about
tough,
to say he's awfully quiet.
tough. Tulane, Ole Miss, no Lane Kiffin.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, easy, easy.
Ole Miss. Yep.
Miami, A&M.
Come on. The U.
Give me the
The
12
U.
man. What up,
And
the U.
I'll say it, and I'll say it. I'm sorry. Fan pick. I know. I don't want to hear it though. Give me the U.
Give me the 12th man.
Give me the 12th man too, man.
Yeah, going
It's
to the
gonna be
12th. Money line
rocking. It's gonna be rocking.
it. Going
Money
to the 12th
line
man
it.
is tough. Going to the 12th man is tough. But I do that low spread is pretty tough.
It
I'm not
is
gonna
very
lie.
tough.
That
Very
is a
tough.
very tough low spread. Could be fake sharp though. Let's go crazy,
Money
Carson
line.
Beck. Let's go crazy. Let's go crazy,
Money.
Carson Beck.
Come on. Come on.
Love
Come on.
it, love
This 12th man cult, man. Fuck him.
it. Hey, I hate A&M. I do not like A&M, but I know it's the way they looked against Texas is very tough, and I don't know. I just haven't watched Miami all year. I like that. And Carson Beck's been, I don't know. I think he's been okay, but I don't know. It is what it is.
I'm gonna hope Vegas has a hand in there, and everybody's gonna be on A&M because Miami doesn't deserve to get in, is what they're gonna be saying. And Miami shocked the world.
Yeah.
Miami shocked the world.
Money line.
Yeah, and we
Slam
got
it.
back to the top, Tech Oregon.
Come on.
Come on.
Give me
Rucka,
Tech.
baby.
Tech, baby. We
Double
on the
T,
way.
baby.
Alabama, Indiana, and Oklahoma, Indiana. Who y'all
Give me the
have?
Heisman. Fernando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fernando
Yep.
Mendoza. That
Are
boy is
you Heisman
cold.
Trophy winner, like Mike said.
Give me there's Victor Mendoza, Manny Mendoza. Man, come on, man. Turn me up. Fernando Mendoza. Turn me up, Indiana.
Hey, man.
Baby. Come on. Shout out them boys, man.
I'm gonna pick one to win it all now,
No
motherfucker.
way. Ole Miss, Georgia.
Georgia.
Come on, man. Georgia,
Oh,
they
Kirby's on a mission, bro. Kirby
go
is on a
dogs.
mission.
The dogs look dangerous.
Go
Go dogs.
dogs.
The
Oh,
battles.
Ohio
Yeah.
State, Miami, and A&M. Me Ohio State. Ohio State
Think
getting.
Ohio State still gets it done.
Ohio State beating both of them with
Ohio
ease.
State still gets it done.
Yeah, they're too fast. They're too fast. They
Going back
make
to
fast people not look fast.
Miami's against Ohio State. We're beating Ohio State. We're knocking them out. Quit playing with me. And
Who's
then,
getting
if
him?
it ain't, what would have been the other matchup, Jay?
A&M.
A&M.
Ohio State would win that one
Yeah,
easy.
Ohio State wins both of them.
Stop.
Then we got back to the top,
You
Indiana State. This is
they can't see what I'm doing it. They can't see what I'm doing in the Zoom call, but I'm lifting up my hat. Cap. It's cap.
Bipcat.
Indiana Tech, semifinals and Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Go ahead, and it was a great season, boys. Pack her up. Indiana's gone. Moving on to the next round.
Devin Bailey and them
That'll
boys, Jacob Rodriguez, Ben Roberts. If they can play that tough defense, Mendoza gets hurt in the first quarter.
No.
Red Raiders, money line.
Dude, word,
Oh,
Biggie, word.
money
I like it.
line.
Hey, real quick, real quick.
Vegas does not stay alive on winners. They stay alive on losers, and I can tell you that's going to be a 90% public fade. Come on, give me the Red Raiders in a huge game. Lubbock burns down. Broadway turns on fire.
Broadway turn the
Hey,
lap scooters get on fire.
my
The
boy. Man.
Broadway turns into the upside down. Welcome to
It
the
gets it's gonna get a little strange on Broadway.
Hey.
Baron Morton's the new Vecna.
Barry Morton. Out Heisman.
Hey,
The Heisman.
hurry
Come
up,
on,
Frank.
baby. Come on,
Hurry
Mike.
up, E.
Come on, Mike.
Yep.
Fuck.
Bird. Again, the defense is gonna take us all the way. All the way. I truly believe that. Truly believe
Don't
that.
get me started on that.
D-line is the D-line for Tech is stupid good.
Man, and we're getting the key piece back, Gil Howard. I'm telling y'all, it's gonna be dangerous. Georgia, Ohio State, man.
Go Dogs!
Fiesta Bowl.
The Ohio State.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the Packer G that they got. That's what I'm going with. Give me Georgia.
Go
Give me
Dogs. Go
Georgia. Go
Dogs.
Dogs.
Road Dogs.
Go Dogs,
We're
baby.
from the A, baby.
I think this is the matchup right here. Tech, Georgia. They're both similar. They run the ball hard. They play great defense. It's a battle of defenses here, and that's why they're gonna make it all the way. Boys, who y'all got?
I'm gonna take
And
our offense against
besides
their
the Kane, you
offense.
got Ohio State against Indiana, who no one even cares, but go ahead.
Indiana. Indiana will win my game, but if I'm picking y'all's game, I'm going Georgia.
Georgia. I respect it. I respect it.
Tech ain't never been there. Everybody's done fell in love with the Cinderella, and Kirby blows them out. I mean, Kirby puts it on
I
them. He sends
respect it. I
everybody.
respect it.
He sends
I did.
everybody back to
Hey,
Lubbock.
Mike. Hey, miss me.
He
Hey,
sends everybody back to Lubbock back with their tail tucked between their legs. Go
What wins
Dogs.
championships, JD? What wins championships?
Defense.
Man, defense
Defense.
travels everywhere. We don't give a damn. Kirby who? Kirby dumb. Come on. Give me Texas Tech Red Raiders, baby. Turn me up.
Turn me
Turn
all the
me
way
up.
up, man.
The
More in
D
ACL
line,
tear.
gets to him. We stop the run, and that's it.
You
And
ain't hear me with
it's
my. You ain't hear me. You put the hex on my boy Mendoza, so I'm
our
putting it on Morton first quarter on him. Championship
hands.
game.
It's all
Who's
right,
y'all's
man.
third
We got
string?
Will Howard,
All
man. We
right,
got
all
Will
right, all
Howard,
right,
man. We got
man.
Will.
He hurt. He got ACL
He's
tear.
out for he's out forever.
Oh no! Never mind.
Will Howard's out of there.
No, man. No,
We lose.
and bro, I love Tech, man. I love what they done. It's just, man, Georgia. I mean, Georgia's Georgia,
No,
bro.
I mean, let's. I mean, if I'm putting it all to the side, if I'm not a Tech fan, I'm speaking ball. I'm still saying Texas Tech defense wins championships, and there it's gonna take them however far that it wants to take them. But at the same time, we're talking about Georgia, SEC champion Georgia, a team that just blew Alabama out. I mean. They're a damn good football team.
They are.
It ain't
They
gonna be
are.
easy. It ain't
Not at
gonna be
all.
easy. And the only way we win that game is it's gotta come down to can we stop them? Can our defense hold them? That is the main question. Can our defense hold them?
I like Georgia. I like their defense. I like it. They run the ball hard. I'm not a fan of Gunnar Stockton, man.
Me either.
I
True.
just
I
not a
don't like the
fan.
quarterback, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean he's all right. I mean he's all right.
He does what he's
He
supposed
get
to.
Yeah, no, I was about to say he gets the job done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Kind of
he's
like
solid.
Carson Beck.
Yeah, no, I mean, Georgia, come on
Gets the
now.
job done.
Come on now.
But
Bulldog.
that's be a bulldog,
yeah,
man.
that's a damn good bracket, man. I hope we're correct, and I really, I mean, I'm honestly, bro. We go beat
Hey,
Oregon. We go beat Oregon. We go win another one. And we get if we get taken out by Indiana, so be it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this team. I'm proud to be a Red Raider fan, and man, the future's so bright for our football program.
Oh yeah. If we
And
get taken out by
again.
Indiana, I'll be all right because we lost to the national champions.
Word.
Because if it ain't us, it's gonna be them winning it all.
Didn't Tech get like a 5-star recruit? The quarterback guy? Yeah, they're gonna be cold. That's
You
for sure.
freshman, but we got a couple of transfers that might be coming over town
Oh
too.
yeah.
Those senior
Ryola.
transfers. So we'll see that.
Ryola,
I'm
I'm down with
baby.
Ryola.
Baby
Nah,
Mahomes.
I ain't gonna lie, Brandon Sorsby from Cincy.
I
I'll
can't
take
lie,
him all
man.
day long.
I don't want me little Pat. I don't
I don't
want
want
little
Sorsby
Pat.
becomes the
Sorsby
fuck.
comes,
Oh
boy,
my goodness.
we
Hey,
straight.
hey,
Bro,
he's
he's
gonna
going crazy.
come. He's
Hey,
gonna
how many
come.
times did Sorsby catch us out, boys?
How many times
Them
we rock
Cincy,
Sorsby, boys?
spreads. Hey, we is
So
on
many
them.
times.
Come on, baby.
That's easy.
Bearcats,
But, yeah,
my
man.
boy.
Excited, excited. Record predictions, man. It's coming. It's coming fast. We got a couple of weeks, but it's here.
Can't lie, boys. What gets me tough is this is a long break.
Yeah,
Man, we
it is.
need it though.
Holy, it is a
Baron was not
long
healthy. He said
break,
himself
man.
he wasn't 100% healthy. We got a couple of key pieces coming back for the defense, and I believe in coach. I think coach gets us ready for this game. Especially we play Oregon again. We got to get our lick back because we should have won that game a couple years ago against Bo Nix when he came with Loba. We should have beat their ass, but
Oh,
yeah, we should.
stop.
Hey, I take it all back, Bo. I didn't mean what I
Oh,
said in
you
Loba. Hey, I
Bo
didn't mean what
Nix.
I said in Loba, King.
Bo Nix, I know you're listening right now. You should have heard what he was talking. Bo Nix, you should have heard.
Bo
It
Chapman
wasn't your
Nix,
boy.
forgive me.
It was Bo Picks over and
Bo
over and
Picks.
over and over.
Bo Picks.
I was so pissed off that game. I got scammed by the Texas Tech bus.
You did.
Oh my gosh. I'll never forget that day, bro. The bus charged
I
me
remember. I remember.
$450.
Huh?
Man, to ride the little train, the little bus.
Oh, Molly.
That kept hitting my car. It wasn't stopping.
It kept saying decline,
Oh,
decline,
no.
decline.
Decline.
Oh,
And
my
every time it was
God.
saying decline, it was going through. Huss, huss, huss.
Oh, man, boy, he got it like that. Nah,
Yeah.
hell nah. I
Yeah.
was pissed.
Oh, he
Yeah.
do. He do.
Yeah.
He do.
He had to call Bo up. That's an old Tyler Shuck threw that game-winning pick to them, man.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, I
exactly.
remember that.
Exactly.
Still doing the same shit in the Saints, man. Fuck. Some shit don't ever change,
I can't,
Tyler.
man. I can't even laugh. That boy did it to my Bucks last week. I said, "Bruh."
Yeah,
Yeah, he did.
he
That
went
shit was
crazy.
crazy.
He went crazy.
I
I don't
said,
know who the
"Boy, look at
biggest
this dude."
downfall is, the Bucks or the Colts this season, but
Who
it's one of them.
else ain't giving it to them Bucks, man?
Yeah,
Damn.
so that's why I said the
Watch
biggest
your
downfall.
mouth, buddy boys. Hey,
Baker
tread
playing
lightly.
6-1. Baker
Tread
playing like the MVP. Now they second in division. Panthers
lightly.
leading the division.
Dude, we lost that game tonight, bro. He threw that interception. That was a horrible throw, man. I
He's
mean,
out of the. He's out of the. But man, speaking of football, man, we got a great one coming up this week. We might as well off the rip. Broncos Packers Sunday, and they'll be in town. The
Uh-oh.
Talk That Talk boys will be in Denver in town for the game.
Talk
They're
that
pulling up,
talk
boys.
in the damn house.
Man,
Talk
come
that talk.
on.
Talk that talk showdown in person.
In
Live in
person.
person.
The first battle will be at the tailgate. Who can shotgun faster? Who can get drunker before the game?
Fuck.
I'm out to show Mike how to hit that bourbon whiskey.
Don't be
Boy.
drinking nothing but curse.
That gets you going for real, boy.
Oh yeah. Man, no, I'm beyond excited, man. Biggest game of the year, honestly. Sitting at 11-2. 10 in a row, boys. 10 in a row. I mean, that's hard. That's for any team in the NFL. 10 in a row is fucking hard. You know? And we're sitting at 11-2, number one in the AFC West. We control our own destiny. We got the tiebreaker over New England. We're currently right now the number one seed in the AFC. Give me my defense. I'm not even gonna talk about Bo Nix right now. Give me my defense. Nick Bonito, Zach Allen, JFM, PS2, all them boys. Dre Greenlaw, Hufanga. I just don't. At home, it's gonna be a very, very tough game, and I'm excited to watch it, man. I'm excited to see our defense compete against a very good Jordan Love and a very good wide receiver group. I'm ready to see the battle. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be loud, man. I guarantee that it's gonna be damn loud.
Don't be loud. You watching on TV, you're gonna be hearing a lot of Go Pack Go Chants because that's gonna be going on all night. All night. What a
All
battle.
night long.
First place versus first place. They're hot. We're just getting hot. Huge win last week to take over that first place. Hostile environment. Tough game to go to. I think it's going to be defense versus defense. Whose offense is finna show out. That's really what it comes down to. Give me Toyota-thon Jordan Love. Give me Toyota-thon Jordan Love. In Love we trust. Offense is playing good. Defense is playing good. I just think, you know, it's going to take a complete game to get this dub, especially on the road. It's going to be tough, but it's going to take a complete game. I think that's what we do to pull it off. Wearing all whites, it might not be snowing, but it's going to be snowing on that Green Bay sideline.
It is going to be cold down there, ain't it?
It's a snowstorm this weekend.
Give me
Green Bay, baby. And Jay Love, we trust.
Pull the cheese shredder out, fucker. Come
and
on,
J-Love,
time to shred some cheese.
Gonna be another home
shred
game.
It up.
Going to be another home game in Denver.
Ooh, hey, that's a
Mike,
showdown.
Mike, this ain't Mike. This is not Dallas. Please do not think the Packers are gonna be traveling well because
Oh, we travel everywhere.
I can guarantee you this
We
motherfucker gonna be a
we
sea
travel.
of
We
orange.
travel everywhere.
A sea of
What
orange.
color
You'll
y'all
see.
wearing? What
You'll
color y'all
see.
wearing?
I believe we're wearing the navies. Rocco
Hey.
Navies.
Kane, what you got on this, man? What you after hearing these two knuckleheads?
Bro, Mike came in swinging, talking that talk,
Man,
boy. That's why I hit
we are
him.
rocking all orange, man. We're rocking orange with white pants, man. Come on. Come on.
Bro, so you know, I'll be looking at the numbers, man. And as of right now, a lot of tickets taking the Broncos with the points. So it got me a little worried, man. But I've been harsh on my boy Bo. And I said if he can play good ball, then boys will win a lot of games. So I gotta ride with my boy Bo, man. I'm not saying no points, nothing. I just give me the money line. Get Broncos money line. That's probably gonna be a point game, 29, 28, 31, 30, one of those kind of games.
Mike,
I
we're
can
in for
see
a
that.
treat, bro. We are in for a treat, man. We're
I need a
going to watch a dang good
Brandon
game. Hey, fellas,
McManus.
and then think about it like this though, too, fellas. You guys are going to a game that not only, you know, it's gonna be a great game, but that's gonna be y'all's team's quarterbacks for a very, very long time. So this is gonna continue to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I always think about that. I'm like, man, like that's dope. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, same thing with the Titans, you know. Cam Ward, you know, the you know what I'm saying? So bro, I
Hey,
love
I'm about to
bro
go change
Cam.
my picks. I'm about to go change my picks, man.
Exactly. See, you gotta go to you, dog.
Hey, Cam Ward is cold, bro. I
Hey,
mean, he's the
Mike.
future.
I mean, what do you I'll tell you right now, okay, I'll go first. Let's talk about the what's gonna make or break. What can break each other's team on Saturday? And I'm gonna tell you right now what can break the Broncos, and that's gonna be Riley fucking Moss. He's been a he's been he it's hard it's hard being on the other side of PS2. Riley plays great defense, but he tends to get them PI flags. And if he shows up, man, and he has more than one or two crucial deep balls, and he gets that PI thrown on us, we're in trouble, man. Riley's
Hey,
gotta play clean ball.
I think it's been a minute since Riley's been getting some flags thrown on him. I think it's been a minute since he's been getting these PI calls.
It's been
So he's due.
since the Chiefs game, since the Chiefs game.
He's due. He's due
He's due.
for a
He's
few
due.
calls, man.
No, and I'm sorry. No, forgive me. Sunday Night Football against the Commanders, Deebo Samuel absolutely torched his ass. So I don't know. That's gonna be me. The Denver Broncos. I've looked on y'all a lot of stats, Mike. The Packers have not played a lot of teams that play man defense, a lot of zone, and that's one thing the Broncos can't play. We like to man it up. We like to play man, and I mean, Christian Watson, PS2, give me the popcorn and pickles, man. It's gonna be a movie. It's gonna be a great one to watch. Gonna be a
That's the
great one.
thing. That's the thing too. Like, yeah, I think PS2 shadows Christian Watson all game. But Christian Watson barely started becoming this wide receiver one, like throughout the, just before this win streak. I think it's just anybody's given day, so I need these other receivers to get a win.
Yeah.
And that's what will win it for us.
True. I
PS2
think
is going
it
to do his
comes down to
thing.
the QBs. I think
What? What?
whoever makes the play, that one play, they scramble out of a sack or whatever it makes, and they make a throw on the run, and it's a big play, 40-yard play, and I think that's what's gonna break the game and win by
Least sack
30.
quarterback in the league, man. Bo leads the league in least sacks taken. You know,
Yeah.
he does not take sacks. We don't
No, I
get
mean that's what
sacked.
I'm saying. That's the quarterback that is going to have to make a play, regardless if it's a sack or not. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I think one of them is going to have to make a play to win the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just gotta play clean football. That's it.
What's your break for the Packers, Mike? What's one thing to watch? One thing to look out for?
On which side?
Yeah, I mean
Let's
like anything.
He's trying to go get
What's your
bold as
deal breaker?
script, dog.
What's your
He's
deal
trying to go
breaker
get
for the
bold as
game?
script.
Yeah. I mean, I just need this pass rush to get to Bo. That's all I need. I just need this pass rush to come with it. I mean, like JD said, but it all comes down to Jordan Love and, the quarterback play. And that really, that's all that comes down for us too on the offensive side.
Word.
Defense bend but don't break. If you break, okay, cool. I need Jordan to go answer.
Right.
I need Jordan to go answer. And he's been playing good. He's been playing clean football. I just need him to stay consistent. I need Matt to come with it, really. I need
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur to be in his bag.
Matt LaFleur.
I need Matt LaFleur to be in his bag.
Who you got in this game, JD?
And I don't know, man. It's a
It's a
tough
chess
one.
match, man. It's a
It's
chess
50-50, even
match.
like the whole way down. The money is 50-50. The bet's 50-50. The spread is 50-50. But I hate to say it. I just have to take the home team here. It's going to be a little too much. It's going to be a little too loud in Denver.
I need
A
a
little too loud in Denver.
I need a
Hopefully.
McManus field goal just to break
Hopefully.
all of Denver's hearts.
It's
McManus,
a,
welcome back.
they got the spread on the money, 2.5. It's money.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that shocked me too, because I didn't mean we talked about it last week. That what did we say the opening line would have been?
Three.
Denver minus two and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
So I
home
love.
dog is disrespectful.
It is. It
It's
really is,
that's
low
been the
key.
story of that's on our Super Bowl run with Peyton Manning. This is the same shit. Same shit. Same shit
This could
happened.
be a little.
Yeah.
Don't know. I don't
Nah.
know. I don't know.
They
Yeah. You
can't keep
ain't
getting away with
lying.
it. They
Damn
can't.
it.
They do.
I'm not
They
talking too
do.
much shit because I haven't talked shit at all this year to any other team, any other fans. I don't really do that before games. I ain't gonna
Liar.
start now. Mike,
It's
let's have a great fucking game,
gonna
man.
be a fun weekend,
Man,
man.
let's
Be a
go.
fun one.
Let's go
It's
have
gonna be
fun. I'm
good.
excited to be in Denver, man, with one of my best friends. And I'm ready to go drink some beer and show him around Mile High and show him a little bit of the city. I'm always in Denver, so take him to the good spots and let's go have some fun, man. Let's go have some fun.
Turn me up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like you, man. So I can't do all
Oh.
the rich spots, man.
Let's go
Yeah, man.
bang the casino one time.
Bang
Ha.
the casino one time for one time.
Ooh. Go
Got
pop him.
no
500 on
choice.
black.
I'm
I
ready,
got no
man. I'll
choice.
be there next weekend. I'm at the.
Yes, sir.
Look,
Yes,
it's
sir.
been fun. It's time for the best segment, man. Betting with the boys. Just gotta say it real quick. Last week, the TTT lay would have hit and they would have banged for some money because we were dogs and we won that game against the Browns. Damn. It was fun. The
TTT
first
lay
time
with
all
a
year
smack.
TTT lay hit. Titans, Packers, Broncos. Finally, it was good, man. It was awesome to see. But, hey, man, since you're a special guest, man, NFL, college footballs, what's your locks for the weekend, man?
All right, man. So, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
Yes,
sir.
sir. All right, my bad, my bad. I was trying to get to my notes again, man. My bad.
Betting with
Let
the
me
boys is
see.
here. We're ready to rock and roll. Kane Santos, man, before he gets going, this guy's been hot.
He has
He's
been
been
hot.
red
He has been
hot.
hot.
He's been red
Hey, chill it out, chill it out, chill it out.
hot.
All right, no, but I had told E about one, man. I was telling him college football pick for me, and I just wrote some quick notes real quick, but old school kind of game, Army Navy. Not everybody's favorite game, but I enjoy watching it, and I'm going with the under, man. And the reason why is because the under is 17-2 to the under It's 17-2 to the under in the last 19 years in this game. That's an 89% winning streak for a ROA of more than 70%. I feel like you just got to kind of trust that kind of system. Numbers always win long term. That's the way I always try to bet. And yeah, man, I just kind of, that's kind of the ticket. That's the one I'm, putting my
38
love for.
points. That is kind of a low over
38,
under.
38,
That's good.
38.5, 38.5. Maybe I think now it's kind of went up a little bit. At this time, I locked it in at 38.5. And so and I think I locked it in like on, I think it was Tuesday. I was telling E about it, man. But that would just be a college pick, man. That, real quick. And then other than that, man, if we can go look at some NFL real quick, man, I just kind of was glancing at it today, man. And I could sound a little, cliche, I guess, because it felt like it's obvious. But Lions and Rams on the over for that game right now set at 54.5, and I kind of love that one. I feel like that's two great offenses. They're going to be playing fast in LA, and the Lions, they got to win for sure. They're going to be underdogs, so they're going to be pushing. I feel like a fast-paced kind of tempo. And I feel like this game has a potential of kind of being like a dog and a dog slash over. What I mean by that is like the underdog is a good underdog, so they might push that pace and try to hit that over for sure, as well with that being a great public fade because as of right now, a lot of people are kind of going with the under.
Yeah, there's
It is
55 points. That's tough.
the highest total of all the games this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the defense, Lions defense is all, they weren't the defense they were last year. The Rams have scored some offense, Lions have scored some points. And that's tough. I like that. I like that. Two picks, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
Yeah. Beautiful,
something
baby.
simple. Just something simple. We is that all we only do two, right? That's it.
Yeah, however many you want, baby boy.
However many you want.
See, 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 I'm giving away all the juice, man. Y'all don't get, hey, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Nah, but look, check it out. Check it out. One more. And I'm finna piss off my and I'm finna piss off I was gonna say this one, but no, never mind.
Do it, man. Do it. I don't know what it
Do it.
I'm gonna go, and I could miss here for sure, but I'm gonna take my boy Josh Allen over the Pats this weekend in New England. Money line.
Tough.
Great minds think alike, King Santos.
Money line.
Great
Money line.
minds.
Just because my notes for that one, they lost as a -8 point favorite to the Patriots at home the last time. Feel like this is a revenge game for my boy Allen. If you know anything about Josh Allen, when that man plays pissed off, that boy's a dog.
Oh yeah.
It's a good pick.
That and the first time, he might lose his division. So, I mean, that's a beautiful pick, eh? Beautiful pick. I'm gonna dig into that game also. That's
Come
gonna
on.
be so.
Oh,
Go
E, I forgot, bro. Remember, I told you last Saturday to come with me on a ride. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember the phone call. Yes,
Do
it
you
was late.
remember?
It was
It was
late.
late.
Let me tell you the story real quick. Betting with the boys. All right, it's late. I'm in piss. I think I just lost. I lost like a 500 ticket. I'm pissed off. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna do going into Sunday. Kane calls me. E, whatever bread you got left, put it on Peter Yan. Put it on Peter Yan. He's gonna win. And I literally told him, I said, bro, he's not beating the machine. There ain't no way. He not doing that. I wake up the next morning, Peter Yan getting strapped.
Bro, Peter Yan
He getting strapped.
dominated, bro.
Bro,
Dominated. He got
Dominated.
320 plus 320 on him, man.
Dominated him,
What a
bro.
play, Kane. What a play, man.
Yeah, it
What a
was
play.
amazing. It was amazing, bro. That was probably one of the clutchest picks I had, and I wish my boy E would have trusted me, man, because I love riding with my boy, man. He didn't want to ride with me though, Mike. Next time I'm about to call Mike and wake him up,
Nah, hey,
man.
for
Get him that
real. I mean,
dog.
I
I didn't
was up
JD.
watching. I didn't even touch it.
I was up watching.
Do
Where's
y'all
this?
do y'all have y'all ever do y'all bet UFC like that, or
Oh
is that
yeah,
like an
man.
every now and thing
Oh
for
yeah,
you?
UFC
Every
segments all
car.
the time, man.
Every
Yes,
car, bro.
sir. Every car, yes,
Damn,
sir.
okay, see.
We were
I thought
all
I did.
called Marab, man. I
Yeah, we
mean,
all called him
it
around. We didn't
was
think Peter Young was gonna come out like that.
I thought
no,
I
to be
thought
honest.
I thought I just had a I thought I just had a problem.
No, hey, you got any whatever you got, we do it. So come on.
If it makes money, see, we don't care.
Word. Hey, nah, man. Well, yeah, Peter Young, man, and the reason why I was saying him, man, is just because he was a dog, you know, for sure. Like before all the, you know, the Sterling fights and all those, man. I know those didn't go his way, and I felt like that kind of was like the downfall of his career. But that dude is just—he's a machine, bro. And I told him it was—I was telling my boys at work. I was telling them, I said, man, bro, if this fight goes like 3, 4 rounds, man, old boy might be in trouble because Peter Yan is a machine. And I mean, that's what happened, bro. I didn't expect him to walk him down like that, but he did that, bro.
The crazy part on that one is that was Marab's fourth fight this year, bro. That's four
Fourth
weight cuts,
fight,
bro.
yeah.
That's four weight cuts.
Yeah, no, he messed himself up on that one for
That's why
sure.
them body shots hurt so much, bro. They
Now he
hurt.
just loves to fight, though. That's what he. I mean, he's that's his middle name, nickname, the Machine. Now he didn't get tired. He was having fun getting his ass whooped. So I mean, I respect it. He a dog. I like Merab.
Yeah,
He's tar
that's a
started.
champ. That's a champ that
He's a
we'll tip our
champ.
cap to, man.
Yeah.
Defending his strap. Like, come on.
I'll tell you
Yeah.
what, man.
Sorry to stir it. Sorry to stir it left, man. But
No.
I had to throw that. I had to
That's
throw
a
that
good.
out
That's
there
a
real quick.
great. Plus
Oh yeah.
400 lick right there.
Oh yeah, that's easy. But I'm gonna have to get your Discord, man. I'm gonna have to join this Discord, man. These out here serving these free winners.
Hey, straight raw, giving it to him raw. You know what I'm saying? Straight raw Monday night, raw. Damn.
Monday Night Rawlins.
Raw.
Man.
Go
Let's
ahead,
go,
go
man.
ahead. Go ahead, Biggie. What you got?
Here we go, man. For my two picks this weekend, I got three picks. Nothing college. I hate nothing against UConn, but I fucking hate that Army Navy game. I feel like every
I
year,
know.
at the end of the year, it's the only game on Saturday, and then we're all talking about it. And I can't stand it. I hate that game. It's so boring. Got one team that can't throw or run, and then you got one team that can only run. So
America. America.
it's some boring football, but we're gonna be rolling in, man. NFL. We got a 12 o'clock slate rolling with the Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs in an AFC West matchup. Huge game for the Chargers if they want to stay in the race for the West against the Broncos. And for Pat, I mean, one more loss and you're officially clipped. You're done. So in this game, you know, we got a 50-50 down the line amount of bets and money coming in on LA and on KC. But in this game, I'm just gonna go with the better quarterback. He's a fraud. He's been a fraud. And honestly, he should have lost Sunday. Jalen Hurts handed the Chargers the damn game. Like, how hard is it, Eagles? You're running the ball. You've scored, you broke off on a run, Shaquan, and then you go back to throwing picks. You go back to doing the bullshit and you just leave the run alone. Like, I don't understand that you're so good at running the ball and then you just abandon it once you get up. I don't understand it. And as an NFL coach, bro, like, how do you not see that you're dominating the run? Back to what I was saying about the fraud QB, Justin Herbert, he just broken hand, blah blah blah. He threw those picks and it should have been a blowout, man. The Eagles, if they would have just ran the ball and played smart football, it should have been a blowout. Give me Pat Mahomes at home in Arrowhead. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be popping, man. And I think Pat Mahomes is hearing all the chirping, hearing all the disrespect, and Killer Trav need to get him some TDs, man. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs -4 at home, and on top of that, give me Travis Kelce anytime touchdown in that game. For my next pick, we got another 12 o'clock slate. Kane, you're on this one as well. Josh Allen. He plays different, man, when he's pissed off. He's a different person. He's a different QB. And Drake May, man, I'm not bought in yet. So give me Buffalo on the road, go into Foxborough, and doesn't just beat the Patriots, but I think he blows them out. And Josh Allen, you know, hangs them on them. So give me the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen to get it done against the 11-2 New England Patriots. For my last pick, man,
Okay.
we got a 325 kick. Me and Mike are gonna be in the house for the biggest game. One of the biggest games of the season, if not the biggest game right now, to come through Denver. You got the 11-2 Broncos going up against the 9-3 Green Bay Packers. It's gonna be a movie, it's gonna be a game, and I'm gonna be rolling with, you know, Bo Nix and that defense. Nick Bonito, Patrick Surtain, Jonathan Cooper. I think we're gonna get after him, and it's gonna be a tough game for Jordan Love. So give me the Denver Broncos going for 11 game win streak. Come on.
Nice. Three
All
solid
right.
picks there, man. Three solid picks.
Solid,
Love
solid,
it.
solid. Yeah, but
Rolling down.
a lot of good games. A lot of good games this Sunday. I'm gonna roll with a game that only if you have, you know, if you're a fan of these teams or if you got money, you'll be watching this game. This is one of these games where you're watching a game and you see the score at the bottom and you see the score and you're like, yeah, that makes sense. So we're going to Houston, Texas. Give me the Houston Texans -9.5 versus the Cardinals. This Texans defense is the real deal. Top five defense for sure. At home against Arizona Cardinals, this is a game that you need to win. You must win. You're in the wild card. You're one behind the Jacksonville. The division's in reach, man. And this is one of these games where CJ Stroud has a good game and the defense has an even better game. So give me the Texans -9.5 versus the Cardinals. And I wasn't going to do it, but Biggie made me do it. It's only right that I do it too. Give me the Green Bay Packers -2.5 in Denver. And give me McManus ripping the hearts out of Denver. That was their boy once in a time, once upon a go. But this weekend, he's going to rip the hearts out. So give me Green Bay Packers -2.5. And after you cash these bets on Sunday, we're going to go on to Monday. I'm going to roll my boy AR8. Give me Aaron Rodgers -3 versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins are playing some good football, but I think the Steelers are playing even better, especially with Aaron Rodgers, how he is. First place in the division, they control their own fate, and Aaron's not going to go out like that. So give me Pittsburgh Steelers -3 versus the Dolphins.
Nice. Well,
Beautiful.
you got all three phases. Sunday, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock
12 o'clock,
Sunday,
3
and then
o'clock.
move on to the Monday.
Ain't nothing better. Ain't nothing better.
On to the
Love
Monday. Love it, love it. I'm gonna have a 12 o'clock and a 3 o'clock
Mondays.
game too. So again, Biggie said, Chris Jones, defensive tackle for the Chiefs, said when you got Patrick Mahomes on the team, you can't count us out. They're on a 2-game slid, and you know, I think it's a must-win game. Chargers aren't that good. I believe they're okay. I do still like Justin Herbert. He's a great quarterback. But when you got Patrick Mahomes, hungry and must-win game, and like Michael's been saying these past couple of weeks, you can't have Pat out of the playoffs. And somehow they're going to sneak in, and somehow, some way they're going to sneak in. So give me the Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs -4 versus the Chargers. Moving on to 3:25, man. The new division leaders, Carolina Panthers, man. Bryce Young -2.5 versus the Saints. Tyler Shuck is gonna be Tyler Shuck this weekend, and you know, give me the Panthers going on to win that division with Bryce Young over the Kane Santos Bucks, man. So give me the Panthers on Sunday.
You can say what you want. We still got to play them boys twice.
Oh, really? Twice still?
Yes, sir. Yep, those
That's
are our last
tough.
two
That's tough.
games.
That's tough. Well, the
Back to
Panthers
back
might
to
have some
back
better football,
division.
so give me the Panthers on both of them games. No, I'm just playing.
Bet
I didn't know that. That's
it.
tough. Twice. That's gonna come down to the wire. But
Speaking
yes,
big
sir.
time,
Give me
baby.
the Panthers.
You know, it's the NFL. They got to make it worth it. They got to make them last week's worth something. You
Yeah.
already know that.
Yeah, but
Can bake,
man,
huh?
yeah, last game of the
Oh,
season in Tampa Bay. That's tough for the division. It's gonna come down to it.
yeah, bro. We're gonna have to steal one now for sure, man. Now that we're gonna crap the bed tonight, Jesus Christ,
Oh
that's
man,
tough, man.
you had to win tonight, man. You had to win tonight.
Coming off a bye too, man. It's
Oh
very
my
tough.
God, bro.
Fucking
My
Kirk
God, it's very
Cobain,
tough.
man. Kirk
Kirk
Cobain.
Cobain.
Cobain. You like
You like that? You like that?
that, Kane? Oh.
Oh, bro, man.
Man, what episode has been, boys? Man, it's a fun. What's the fun? Always having the guest, Kane. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Yes,
Thank you so
sir,
much,
man.
man.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you, boys, for having me, man. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's
Well,
always a good time with y'all boys, and let's go cash some tickets, man. Let's go make some money.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yep.
saying? Come on.
Yeah. Big E, Mike, y'all have fun this weekend, man. It's gonna be a fun one. And man, y'all got some boys, kids playing some sports, basketball, football. Hit up Kane and the Outlaws, man. Y'all go play some sports and get the kids in some action. So,
Yeah, man,
get them right.
keep putting on for the youth down there, man. Somebody got to do it. You're doing
So,
it right, man. So, word.
appreciate you, my boy. Thank you.
Word. Again, everybody, appreciate all the love and support y'all been giving us, man. Talk that talk, going crazy worldwide, man. And get it. Let's get
Come
it. We
on.
out.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere.